Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We're going right to the phones. One of our favorite contributors is joining us, and Mr. Ronnie Castiglione, we've been talking a lot of ice fishing because everybody got excited about it, but the weather got nice, and right now I think the thing to be is open water.
Absolutely, Mr. Terry Wickstrom. You know, I'm actually calling you from Horsetooth Reservoir this morning, and we are out, and we've had no problem catching a lot of smallmouth this morning. You've got one real nice walleye to come to the boat already, and fishing's outstanding right now up here at Horsetooth. So, you know, I know people have ice on the brain right now, but, you know, there's no need to put the long rods away quite yet, Terry.
Oh, we've got, and, you know, on the Front Range especially, it warmed back up. There's no Broncos game tomorrow. It's going to be beautiful out. There's still plenty of time today. We're going to get kind of a cool day on Monday, but that won't shut it down. And then it's going to be pretty seasonal the rest of the week, and the boat ramps are open. This is the time to get out. So how are you approaching it on Horsetooth, Ronnie?
Well, you know, there's a few things to note about Horsetooth right now, Terry. So let's talk about those real quick. One thing to note is that the water is very, very high for this time of year, Terry. Right now, the lake is maybe just under 15 feet up from full pool. You know, the trees and the bushes are only about 5-6 feet away from going in under the water right now. That's unusual for Horsetooth this time of year. Usually, on average, this lake draws down maybe 45, 55 feet every year. But right now, Terry, it's very, very full. So there's a lot of water in Horsetooth. There's a lot of opportunities to get at the water from the bank right now, Terry. South Bay is one of the more easily accessible areas as far as fishing from shore. Usually, by this time of year, South Bay is dry dirt, but right now, you know, I idled all the way down to the far end of South Bay early this morning. It was still 20 feet deep all the way on the very south end of the lake, Terry. So there's just a lot of water out of here. There's a lot of opportunities to get out. Now, if you're approaching it from the bank, I would probably be in line of fishing something like a crankbait, maybe a jerkbait this time of year. You're going to be able to cover a lot of water. You're going to be able to fish it anywhere from deep to shallow, and you won't get snagged a whole heck of a lot, especially with those suspending jerkbaits. If you're out on a boat this time of year, maybe you want to be looking a little bit deeper. And so this morning we've been fishing more in that, let's say, 40 to 65-foot deep range, doing a lot of ripping spoons, ripping blade baits, working drop shots, things like that out there deep. Terry, you know, I'll tell you right now, there's fish shallow and there's fish deep, so there's definitely an opportunity to get out.
What is the water temperature out there now, Ronnie?
Water temperature is just a little above 50 degrees, and it will probably warm up. So if you were to come out here and fish just the last couple hours of the day before the sun comes down, that water temperature in South Bay especially may get up to like 52, 53 degrees. You know, with this extreme amount of water in this lake right now, Terry, this lake's not going to freeze for a long time, if it's going to freeze at all this year. So I suspect Horsetooth's going to have open water pretty much all winter, and you know, there's a good opportunity, even in the middle of winter when we can't get out on boats, to maybe still go ahead and get out on a hand-launched craft, something like a kayak or a small boat, or just do some shore fishing as well, Terry.
No, you're right, and it holds on. We don't talk about Horsetooth as often as we should because it tends to fish a little differently. You know, Boyd is a real true shad-based lake, as is Cherry Creek, Chatfield, Pueblo, but Horsetooth has shad, but it also has smelt, it has a variety of a forage in it, and that's why you find the fish at so many different depths and locations, because they can take advantage of different types of forage.
They really can, Terry, and there's a whole bunch of different predators in here as well. So there are trout in this lake. There always are some. They actually stocked some in finally again this last year. You know, trout can be shallow this time of year, and especially if we get some flow coming in. It seems like the water has been coming on and off as far as the inlet goes. They ran a bunch of water in a few weeks ago, and then it's been off. But I heard more water is going to be going in all winter long. And so if you time the inlet being turned on, then you get a lot of fish that push into that inlet in the middle of winter. We get trout up there real shallow in that current. You get walleyes up there real shallow in that current. You know, out here on the main lake, walleye, smallmouth, those are pretty predictable. But I wouldn't be surprised on a day like today if we, you know, ran into a white bass or a wiper or a trout or something like that as well. Maybe some perch, you know, we see a lot of nice perch this time of year up here at Horsetooth, and maybe even some panfish. The bluegills, Terry, the bluegills really took off this last year as far as the size. They came into the lake in numbers a few years back, but this year people were catching bluegills that were the size of their hands, Terry. So, you know, those are good 8 to 12 inch bluegills. We're seeing more numbers of those, and I know there's a bunch of those in this lake as well, Terry.
So you've got such a variety of predators and a variety of prey. Is there something you focus on the most? Let's say you're out in your boat right now. Are you fishing for what size are the smallmouth, and are they fishing on smelt or shad?
You know, we're focused right now on finding the bait fish. It doesn't necessarily matter if they're smelt or shad we're seeing. We're just looking for them to be pushed to some structure. So it's really about finding the clouds of smelt that are deeper at that 40 to 60 foot range and figuring out where they're actually hitting the rocks, where they're actually bumped up to the bank. Those are the areas we're kind of focused on. And then we're also seeing shad shallow as well this time of year that are getting pushed up near the bank, or we see them on the graph and they're down there 30, 35, 40 feet deep as well. A lot of the times we're looking for those to be balled up, you know, next to the rocks, next to some of the backs of the points, the bluffy areas, things like that, maybe on top of some of the humps that are out on the main lake. You know, if we can find the bait, then it just kind of makes the lake a lot smaller, and then we'll just kind of focus in those areas where it's hitting the structure. A lot of things we can get down there. You can run a jig down there, snap a tube jig real aggressively, or a gulp minnow. You can work a drop shot, which has been effective this morning. You can take a blade bait out and work it vertically, or toss it like a yo-yo and work it back into the boat. A spoon, a Johnny darter, lots of different things, but it's just really about kind of using electronics and focusing on those areas where you're seeing that bait making contact with the structure.
Ronnie, we are out of time. If somebody wants more information, how do they get a hold of you?
Fishlevinker.com. You can get a hold of us there. You can find me, Ronnie Castiglione, on Facebook, or Fishlevinker on Facebook as well.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, Terry, you have a good one.
You bet. We are way out of time, but I want to tell you, follow us on Facebook. If you followed us on Facebook, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, you would have known about our trivia today and a chance to win a prize. We do a couple of those a month. We're going to have a lot more. You'd have also known that Brian Brosdahl was going to be on the show today. Next week, I'm on assignment, and the editor at large for Field & Stream and the editor of Trout Magazine, Kirk Dieter, is going to do the show in my absence. I want to thank all the guys behind the glass, Kyle and Karen, for making me look good. And we'll let the Eagles take us to sports on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.